Heavy raindrops tap the window panes near Lily's bed. Every so often, a gust of wind tosses the rain towards the glass with slightly more force. Lily lies under the covers with her eyes closed, listening to the sound of the storm ebb and flow. It's sure to be a blustery day, she thinks to herself. These final moments in bed, before she rises in the morning, are some of Lily's favourites. When her thoughts are dreamy, and her mind still remembers the feeling of deep sleep. Before long, she feels a yawn overtaking her, and reaches her arms up and out in a big stretch. Next, she circles her ankles a few times to the right, and then to the left, so they're ready to move when she steps out of bed. Lily takes a deep breath in, and then lets it out slowly, as her body relaxes into the soft comfort of the sheets. Just a minute more, she thinks to herself, with a hint of a smile. The rain taps the window in waves, as though curtains of water are opening and closing overhead. Another large gust of wind rattles the branches of the tree outside and sends a flurry of raindrops towards the house. Days like this are always exciting for Lily, when the weather seems wild and unpredictable. It's as though the rain and wind encourage her to be a bit more spontaneous herself. With that thought, she pushes herself up until she's sitting on the edge of the bed, and then stands, glancing out the window as she does. As always, it's still dark outside. Lily wakes up earlier than most people in town, as she has to have the bakery open and ready by the time everyone else is starting their day. She knows the rest of the neighborhood is sleeping soundly. Even the house cats are probably dozing in fluffy beds or on pillows by windowsills, waiting for dawn. Lily slides her feet into her comfy slippers, and then pads softly into the kitchen. The first thing she does is put on the kettle for a nice cup of strong, hot tea. She leans against the counter as she waits for the water to boil, listening to the bubbles beginning to rumble within. Lily takes out a small, metal tea ball from the drawer and fills it with fragrant strands of loose leaf black tea. Each leaf stands at a funny angle in the ball, so she has to be careful not to let any of them fall out as she twists on the top. She hangs the tea ball over the side of her cup by a tiny metal hook and chain. When the water is ready, she pours it over the tea. Bubbles rise up from within the metal ball, and it floats slightly before sinking to the bottom. A fan of tea color spreads out from it, shading the clear water as it swirls around. Lily lifts the cup to her nose and inhales deeply. She loves the smell of hot tea on a chilly morning. Feeling spontaneous, she decides to skip her usual splash of milk, opting to drink it black today. But still desiring the comfort of her routine, she carries it over to the wooden seat beneath the kitchen window. This is where she always drinks her morning tea, gazing out at the sleepy neighborhood on the other side of the glass.